Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
The majority of Connecticut residents support legalized recreational marijuana and approve of the state's COVID-19 response, according to a poll from Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. They polled 1,000 Connecticut residents late April, asked them what they thought about the state's handling of COVID-19, vaccine distribution, and legalized marijuana. And that's where we're focusing. Thursday, we brought it up to the governor. Like, what's the deal? How's it going? Where are we? And here's a 20-second response.
We'll see what happens on marijuana. Look, I think it ought to pass.
Who do we call?
Right.
Is there someone?
A number or somebody?
Is it close? Is the vote close enough to sway it by the public making phone calls and sending emails?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Kevin Kelly and Vin Candelora, good luck.
I kind of chuckled at the end there.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. So on the phone now is Representative Vincent Candelora. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's the deal with recreational weed? What are the chances of this thing passing?
Well, so we have 97 Democrats in the House, and we only need 76 votes to pass it. So interestingly, the governor likes to point the finger at the Republicans, but it's actually the Democrats themselves that are fighting over the bill. And it really revolves around the money. You know, they're fighting over who gets to distribute the money to what communities and who gets to grow the product to make the profit.
All right. How many yes Republicans are there?
You know, we haven't caucused it because the bill hasn't even been given to us yet because they're still arguing over it. But it depends what it looks like. You know, when medical marijuana was passed, that was actually a Republican initiative. There was a Republican House member that pushed that for years. So it really isn't a partisan issue. I think we have members in my caucus that believe in homegrown, that people have a right to grow it in their homes and be left alone. I think it would, that type of a proposal would get support. I also think it's less dangerous because you're not bringing the commercialized market into it. What I don't want to see is big tobacco, you know, from the 30s and 40s, where 20 years from now, we're going to have to try to undo. You know, right now in the legislature, we're trying to get rid of
You're talking here. I'm not hearing anything good.
Right.
You hearing anything good, AJ?
No.
It's like every reason why this thing shouldn't happen.
I'm like, what's for lunch right now?
Look, New York's doing it. Massachusetts is doing it. We're going to do it. Why not be the agent of making things happen?
Make things happen. See your future, be your future.
Well,
maybe it.
It's a question to ask the Democrats.
See, this is what you're doing, but it's not Democrats.
Well, it is. I mean, we've been very upfront with what we
support.
But
your vote, counts.
That's right.
Vote
and
twice.
Certainly, I would support it if we had a homegrown model. If we're looking at following Vermont, I think got it right. Massachusetts didn't. And we are waiting to see what the Democrats are going to put on the table. We still don't have a bill.
Why would the governor say to call you?
Well, he said good luck.
I feel like this is the last person I should call. You're like, I don't even see anything in the future that's I would vote for.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he have us call Democrats that are like, I don't know. How many votes do they have how many Democratic votes do they have?
Well, they obviously don't have the 76 they need.
Right.
I mean, the way the building works, the Democrats sort of huddle among themselves. And they come to an agreement. Once they have an agreement, they present it to the Republicans.
Like a pact.
And we offer, you know, we give our input.
But if they
right
have,
now,
I don't mean to cut you off, but if they have, just say they huddle and they have their 76 that they need, they don't even need to talk to you guys, right?
Vote.
They walk by,
they throw a book. Yeah, there you go.
All set.
Yep. We'll see you. We're going to vote on this tomorrow. Good luck.
Getting some pizza.
Right? So they don't even need you if they get the votes. How does anyone
know?
Is there any talk about like how many votes they have?
They haven't vote counted it because they can't agree on what the legislation looks like. The House Democrats There are people that want...
No, but come on. Now, somebody makes phone calls. Someone calls and says, where are you on this? Yes or no? Right?
Yeah.
So there's a... Who does that? Is that the whip?
Who's the caller?
Who's the person who does the math on how many votes do we have on this?
Yeah, you'll have whips that will count each side. And right now, they're just not even in agreement. The players that are involved... You know, the governor wants sort of a commercialized market where larger companies can come in and grow it. And then you have House Democrats who want, individuals in the cities who have been convicted of crimes to have first priority of growing marijuana. So it's really a fight between who gets to grow the product.
Yeah.
They just stoned already.
Right.
Yeah. And right.
I didn't realize it'd be such a disaster.
It is.
Yes.
How do we make everything so hard over here? Like, if New York can do it.
Yeah.
That was the thing. When I saw New York come together, like, man.
Well, if they can do it.
You would have thought.
Smaller state.
That's why we're the land of steady habits, I guess.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's why we're the land of steady habits.
Is that what we're called?
Wow.
Yeah. Connecticut is, we're slow to the mark. Look, we just finally got gaming after 10 years.
Yeah.
This is true.
I want this to be our cause.
Yes, rally.
I don't want it to be 5 years or 2 years.
Now,
let's do this now. Look, everyone needs to realize, hold on, I don't even know if I'm talking to the right person. Is there any scenario that you think that you'd come together with the Democrats on? Because it sounds like you're so far out in space from where they are that you're never going to vote anything that they want, right?
There's a gap.
You know what I want to do, right? You're a tribe member. We like each other. I shouldn't be talking to you, right? I should be talking to some Democrats that are like right there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, to figure out where they're coming from.
Yeah.
It would probably make sense.
Can you get me a list of those people?
I sure could.
All right.
Awesome.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
No, I know what you're doing. And
it's early.
You know, you're not. But why would the governor say, talk to Vin? Like, well, no, you know where that's going to go.
It's a diversion.
talk to Vinny.
Right.
Yeah,
I asked him, can we help you?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not talking to Republicans. It's like you need 76 votes.
Right.
Who's close?
It's called the blame game now.
Yeah.
They're starting to take on water, so they don't want to get blamed for it. So let's blame the boogeyman.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer. Listen, here's the deal. COVID. A bill is coming. That's the movie.
Yeah.
COVID. A bill is coming.
A bill is coming.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is scary.
Scary bill.
And a bill is coming.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Got to pay for the bill.
Like, let's get in front of this.
Exactly. Let's do something right for change.
Right.
Our new slogan. Can I get
and won't we all be in a better mood if we're smoking?
Much better mood.
We'll
much
be more receptive
mood.
To this enema that we're going to be getting.
Oh, I don't feel a thing now.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. If you could get me a list, that would be great.
I'll be happy to.
And I appreciate you. Thank you. We need to know, like, who's close. Does anyone have a count? What's happening?
Hello?
So someone said that this woman might know. This is Representative Nicole Claritas Detria. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this something we should even talk about, or am I wasting my time now?
I mean, I don't know. It all depends on, like we've said year after year, do they have the votes to call it on the floor of the House and Senate? And it would go to the Senate first because it's a Senate bill.
And no one knows. It's a mystery where the votes are or who would vote for it.
They know. The Democrats know who they have on their side to make this bill pass, to make marijuana legal. So one would think that if they had the votes, they would call it.
So you're just knowing what you know. What would you say the chances are of something getting to the governor's desk?
I think it's 50-50.
50-50. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's encouraging.
50-50.
But like I said, we're today's May 24th. We have a couple weeks left of session. If they had the votes, they can call it at any time.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow.
Where are you with this? Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think it's about time? Where are you with it?
Well, right now, as you know, I sit on the Public Health Committee, and as an athletic trainer, I don't necessarily condone marijuana. I don't think it's we should legalize it as a money grab.
Yeah, so you're a no.
I'm a no. We have money issues in our state, so why are we going to make marijuana legal just to get the revenue from it? Yeah. Your parents taught you at a young age, don't jump off a bridge just because your friends do.
See, mine encouraged me.
Keeps saying,
mine told me to.
Saying, well, the other states are doing it, so we need to. And to me, that's not a good enough reason.
Oh, you're the kids doing it.
All right, you're a hard no. You're not even soft no. Right. You're not, if the right bill gets in front of me, I'll look at it. You're a hell no.
You're a hell no.
Yeah. And I think what we don't see, too, is in the future, I think we'll be coming back dealing with the issues that we're dealing with now with tobacco products. They want to get rid of flavored tobacco products, but on the same sense, they want to legalize marijuana, and there's a ton of flavored products in marijuana. So it's a little ironic that we're in this position right now.
Boy, I can see why this hasn't moved. It's complicated. I've talked to two people, and now I just want to give up.
Right?
I thought this weekend, I'm like, this is going to be our cause.
I want to smoke a joint.
Like, we fought tolls, and we won. Right. This is going to be it. We're going to be part of the getting this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Go.
Now I know why.
I'm out of here. This is too much work.
It is. It is complicated. And then the age limit is an issue, too. With the developed brain, they say that people's brains aren't developed till 25, and we want to add this now and make it legal at 21.
There's no brain
here. They keep
here.
Moving that number up, right?
Yeah, they do. Because they forget it last time.
Oh, but it's always been 25 for as long as I can remember.
No, look, there were kings at 9 years old.
Mine's still developing,
right?
Yes.
There were
I think we know a little bit more now than back then.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know. If we could put a gun in an 18-year-old's hand and send him to a foreign country to fight a fight he didn't pick,
right?
Seems like.
I agree, and I think that age should be older. But that's a fight for another day.
Yeah. This is exactly what happens on the floor.
Right. Someone used a metaphor.
How about that weed?
Right.
You know, like 3 minutes later, yes, and the gun and the rifle and the going to war and the.
Right.
Yeah.
And the driving.
And that's my fault.
And the cigarettes and the yada.
But all right, so you're a hard no.
Hell no.
Do you think somewhere, though, I'm interested in how this works. Somewhere, someone knows, right?
Someone.
This bill that we know the governor will sign, we know we have X amount of yeses.
Right.
We have some here in this column. If we add this,
right,
they become a yes, and then we have hard no's.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Somewhere, someone knows that number. Or numbers, right?
And the names.
And the names.
The names.
Right.
Well, then the person you need to talk to is Speaker Ritter.
Oh, here
because
we go
right
again.
Now, you know, they have the numbers to pass it completely on their own with not one Republican vote.
So now Speaker Ritter.
So that gives you your answer right there.
Ritter.
I have a feeling he's not going to take our call. But
he likes to speak.
Yeah. If he's feeling charitable today, he might.
Oh, okay. Right. Today. All right, you got to hit it then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. Anytime.
All right. Appreciate it.
She's doing a great job there.
She is.
We talked to the governor on Thursday, and he gave us Vin Candelora's name. We talked to Vin, and he was like,
this person.
Talk to this one. Right. Then we talked to that one. He said, talk to this one. Then we talked to that one. He said, talk to Joshua Elliott.
Oh, okay.
So now we have Representative Joshua Elliott on.
Hey.
He represents Hamden, and he's co-sponsor of this.
Oh.
Good morning.
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 So where are we at?
Where are we at?
In his car.
I got elected 5 years ago, and it feels like it's two steps forward, one step back. I will say the majority of the work on the substance of the bill was done 2 years ago. So now it really is just the political work of, can we just nail it down? Can we get those numbers? Can we get everyone to agree?
That's a toughie.
How close are you with votes?
So the votes are there. I want to be real clear, at least in the House, the votes are definitely there. The Senate's a mystery. Senate's always a mystery. The biggest issue that I see is not the Republicans, and Vin has been pretty openly against legalizing weed for a long time. I'm close with Vinny. We grab beers. He's a good guy. We disagree on this. I would say the biggest issue right now is the governor's office, and it comes down to, where does that money go? And I think the people that are proponents of this bill and advocate for this bill want to go in one very specific direction, and anybody else that's sort of late to the party wants it to go in a very different direction.
So where's the governor? Is he with the people who were on the bandwagon early or late arrivals?
I would say they're late arrivals. You know, they put on our desks a 300-page document that wasn't very much like the document that we put
Hold
together.
Hold it, Joshua. Are you saying that there's a government document with lots of pages?
Wow.
Is that what you're trying to tell me now?
When did this start?
That is, in fact, what I'm trying to tell you.
That's
and the thing is, a lot of it's good. There's a lot of good stuff in there. The problem is this, that it's going to bring in, let's say, $30 to $80 million a year. I don't think it'll bring in close to 80. I would say at best 50, but let's say between 30 to 80. That doesn't do a lot in our overall $20 billion+ budget.
Ooh.
But if you want to say that it's going to go towards equity programs, towards folks who've been impacted by the war on drugs, that could be a huge number. So that's where I think it should go. I think it should go to help small business owners that want to get into the business. I think it should go towards underserved communities. I don't think it should go back to the government to help pay down its debts. I think that we need to find other ways of revenue to do that. And we also are looking at potentially $4.5 billion rainy day fund. So that's what it comes down to. The governor's office really wants to spread that money around, have it go to multiple places, but I think it needs to be really hyper-directed.
Ow.
Okay.
Boy, I never thought I'd find weed so boring.
If it was smoking around, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I see what's going on, yeah.
No, I see. No, but you know what? We wanted to know where it is,
yeah.
And we found out where it is.
We found out, yeah.
It's being
killed
by details.
Yes.
It's absolutely. And what you'll find is that is actually the majority of what happens, is that because not everybody has come to the kumbaya moment. One person says they'll veto it. One person says that they're going to stand up and filibuster. All of a sudden, you might have, 186 people on board, but that 187th person, if they're not there, then the idea dies. And it's really, really hard to get stuff through. And something like this is highly controversial.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be. I've been smoking weed since I've been in college. It's not a big deal to me. It's not a big deal to a lot of my colleagues. But for some other people, it's a really big deal. So this is what we have to contend with.
Have you ever cast a vote on the House floor after smoking some weed?
I have not. I treat this job with a lot of respect.
That's cool.
We have a lot of power, but what I do on weekends is something completely different.
Good for you.
Nice. Look at you.
I enjoy your honesty.
Yeah.
So Matt Ritter, the Speaker of the House, where is he in this whole scheme of things?
He's good. I mean, he's the kind of person who's trying to come up with ideas of how we can get there if it's not going to be done legislatively. And so one thing we've had to talk about was, all right, let's say that we can't get our stuff together and we can't pass this as a standalone law. What are our options? Well, something else we can do is a constitutional amendment. It's not great. And when I say it's not great, I mean, I think of our basic rights as human beings. That's really how we should be using the constitutional amendment process.
All right, wait a minute. Did I just ask where's Matt Ritter and all this? I forgot what I asked.
Oh, yeah.
He's there.
Okay, good.
He's there. He wants it, absolutely.
Right.
And so does Martin Looney in the Senate. All of leadership
he wanted it
in the Democratic chambers.
Like 20 years ago, we had him in studio.
Yeah, it was a Looney idea.
That's right. No, our leaders are great. The problem is that even though they have control over the board, they don't have control over the members, and they don't have control over the governor's office.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Today's been a roller coaster of emotions with this. I feel good, and then I don't feel good, and then I feel good, and then now I don't feel good.
Now look, what's something going home?
I will say, one of the chief architects, if not the chief architect, is Senator Gary Winfield in New Haven. He is the chair of the Judiciary Committee because this had to come through three different committees. He is doing an excellent job putting this together. And basically what he told the governor's office was, listen, we are almost certainly going to be getting a bill to you. We're going to be putting a bill on your desk, and you have the choice to veto it or to pass it. And like you said, when we first opened, this is wildly popular state. And if the governor wants to run again, he's going to want to get this through. So my hope is that he sees the light. He sees that the legislature is looking to work with him, but he's not going to get everything that he wants, and we're not getting everything that we want.
All right. All right. Well, let us know if there's anything we could do. I feel like we want this to be a cause, but as we talk to you political types, we realize how complicated it is.
It's kind of...
And not exciting.
It's kind of watering it down a little bit for
complicated
us.
And boring.
Right.
Yeah. This is why we're not...
over here.
You know, driving up the Hartford and everything.
It's a matter of why are we doing this? I think we do it because the war on drugs has been an abject failure. We've locked black and brown people up disproportionately. And if the reason that we're legalizing this recreational use of marijuana is for reasons of equity, then the money should go towards those places, and that should be the argument. And we tell people, listen, it's great that you're on board, but you got to be on board for this reason. You can't just say, great, more money, or the market's already there. So that would be the message that, listen, we need to pay for the sins of our past. And then I think that once people get on board that message, then the movement becomes quicker.
All right. Well, let us know if there's anything we could do to help.
You got it.
All right. Cool. How old are you?
I am 36. How about you two run for office? How about that?
You convinced me in like 5 minutes that I would never want to do that.
Yep.
It's what you do is very hard because you have to, there's just too many people.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I think a dictatorship wouldn't be that bad.
No, it would not.
Right?
I decree
just have
this.
Someone go up there, just tell us what to do.
Right.
And fine.
I mean, that's the joke, isn't it? That everybody wants a dictatorship, but the dictator believes everything that you believe, and you have to be out of work, and you get everything you want. I completely agree. I don't think it would work in reality, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Good luck.
My pleasure.
Okay, appreciate it.
Guy went to his front porch to pass gas in private, so he didn't have to do it in front of his wife. But it was so loud, the neighbors heard it. And they sent a text telling his wife to check their doorbell cam.
The video's priceless on the Chaz and AJ.
A guy can't even fart anymore.
It's the way he does it, though. He just kind of goes outside, kind of like twists himself and brings his ass upwards and lets it rip.
What, towards the camera?
No, away from the camera, more towards the neighbor. So in a way, he kind of asked for it himself.
No.
He sent the sound that way. He asked for it. Yes, he did.
He was firing in their direction.
Exactly right. And then he kind of like does this thing with his shorts. He kind of like fans them out, like grabs the pant leg and it's kind of like...
He had the heat shield from it.
Yeah, pushing up and down so it like kind of blows it out.
Get out of there.
Right. And then as he goes to go back in again, another one rips. And he does the quick, look around and fan himself behind his ass.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, it's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Check it out.
It's like if air was a living entity.
Yes.
Fart air is dead.
Yes.
It's just dead.
It's
like
just
this
dead
is air.
Air
that's dead.
It's
if
just
there's
dead air.
Whatever the qualities are in air that makes it a great thing, they're all gone.
Yeah. It's zero life.
This is the absence of that.
Yeah, this is just rotted air.
Yeah. It's really air that was wrapped around poo.
It is.
Think about it.
It is.
It's like coming out like, all right, we're out of here.
Woo! All right.
Yeah.
Our friend's coming next.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Yeah. It's your warning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Before, like when they blow a whistle before they explode something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
This is
that's a toot.
It's a little warning for you.
And then kaboom.
Better find a place to sit down.
Exactly.
Yeah, things are coming. Bad things are coming.
Right.
All right, here's the sound.
Yeah, can you throw it in there?
There's a little. There's that last one.
Right.
It's like a not quite. Right there.
Right.
Yeah. Not quite.
Like he made a point and said, yeah.
Sounds like a creaky door.
Right. Or a gnat.
Wait, the ass is saying what?
And like it made a point. And then said, yeah. Right. It's like when you say something.
We need legal weed.
It's like when you say something. And I say yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's me and you.
That's AJ.
If we were a fart, yes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, if we were a fart. If we were a fart, this is what we'd sound like.
AJ?
It's the Gas and AJ show.
And what am I saying there in that soundbite?
How are you today?
Sounds like I'm saying,
Right.
It does sound like someone saying, good morning.
I hear,
Or saying, AJ.
Yeah?
Yes.
What?
Most of the times the folks here anyway from me. I'm always talking.
That is what it is. You know, Fart Chaz is saying AJ and Fart AJ.
What?
What?
AJ! What?
I love that the neighbors dimed on this guy immediately.
The house is not close across the street either. So it must have been a really quiet neighborhood and he picked the wrong time to do it.
How's he dressed?
Because to me it sounds like a chainsaw in the background. Like cutting through wood?
Yeah.
Right, and then, you know, rev it. Quick rev. Thank you. Yeah. Should have rehearsed this part.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, not that far away. I mean, it is far away, rather. And like I said,
is it far away or not far away?
It is far away. So.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
How's he dressed?
Shorts. He's wearing those like cut off like gray shorts. And after the
what do you mean cut off?
They're like cut off. They're like not. They might have been sweats at one point.
Oh, so not like basketball shorts.
No.
Oh.
And then, like I said, after the first toot, he starts playing with his pant leg, like opening and closing, like trying to get it out of his
airing it out. Yeah.
Trying to
you
get
can't
his pant
crop
leg.
Dust that back in.
Right. Trying to get that out of his pant leg, and then just after he does his reach for the door handle again. It's when AJ shows up. Great. And at that one, he has to stand there for a second. He looks around and kind of fans, does the fan behind his ass, you know, a little fanning thing with the wrist.
A little fanny thing. A
little fanning thing. Fanning thing.
A little fanny thing with the wrist.
Right.
Did it look like it was a hurdy one or?
He did make kind of a face. That was an awful tight one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one had to hurt.
It's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Like a Honda with those mufflers on.
I actually thought there'd be a time in my life where I outgrew this stuff.
No.
Man, I was wrong.
You can be 85 years old. Farts are funny. They are. God's like, well, life would be hard, but I'll give him farts.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, you want the phone number for James Maroney?
Yeah, hold on. Have the sounds ready. Please. Yeah. What's his name again? Oh. And what does he do? Oh. Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hello.
Oh. I thought this was going to be the perfect idea. Was this the perfect idea? AJ?
I don't say anything anymore.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, you got to take that fart noise and overdub it with Jamie's Crying by
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Nice. Well, the little doink, doink, doink can be the O-O-O's. Yeah. Yeah, the little one can be the O-O's. Burp, burp, burp. Jamie's Crying.
The best is when I go home and Jennifer says, so what'd you do at work today?
Nothing. Van Tooten.
What?
I was syncing farts up to Van Halen songs, of course. Important stuff.
Just a Monday. Not, you just go nothing. Guy stuff.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey. Right. You know what's always a good time is asking Alexa to fart.
Oh, really? That's so much fun.
Really?
Is it?
She obliges.
Does she really?
And she's excited about it.
Really?
And she's got all different kinds.
You're right.
Really?
Yeah. How have I missed this treat in life?
I didn't know that.
You could do a slow fart.
You could say, well, I don't want to say the name, but you say the name and then say do a slow fart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
whatever
does.
Kind of fart you want.
You should say everybody's Alexa goes off.
All right, can someone call us with thing? I don't want to turn yours on right now.
Please demonstrate.
But someone can call and do that right now. We're
please.
Sitting near one. Or please. Is there audio on this already online? Of course there is.
Ask for a fart.
Wow.
Alexa, ask for a fart. Alexa, ask for a fart. Thanks, Alexa.
Why would you say ask for?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. You can just tell her to fart and she will.
Right.
On command.
Right.
You just say, Alexa, fart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I should just do that all morning and just have everyone wake up to fart sounds.
Julie.
Alexa, fart. Okay, good.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.